Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. My thanks always to Frank Motek for warming up the microphone. Always good to listen to him the hour previous to this program, which is on every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, right here on 790 KABC. I went to bed last night, woke up at 3 in the morning with a thought in my mind I could not get out. And it was a term. It's a term that somehow has become synonymous with the rains here in Southern California. And to my recollection, it's a term that's been used more so recently. I heard a newscast this week. Rain in the forecast Monday and Tuesday. The 11th atmospheric river is coming. And I'm thinking, atmospheric river? What does that conjure up in your mind when you hear that term? Fear, catastrophe, woe. Well, as we speak right now, I want you to know that every second, 20,000 cubic feet of water are being poured into the ocean from Folsom because there's no place to store it. Just right on out into the ocean. 20,000 cubic feet per second into the ocean. Next week, it's another atmospheric river. The end is near. Global warming is real. So let's begin the program. We're going to talk about a young woman who, well, she's synonymous with the term global warming or climate change. You all know who I'm talking about. You should. Her name is Greta Thunberg. Ian Miller, who writes for Outkick, writes this commentary I have to read to you. It's entitled, Climate Expert Greta Thunberg Deletes 2018 Tweet Saying the World Will End in 2023 Because the World Has Not Ended. And maybe we can talk about global warming, climate change. Is it real? Is it made up? 800-222-KABC. I'd love to hear from you. If you're new to the program, I have my mind pretty much made up. But I will share more on the other side. Ian Miller writes this, the world's foremost expert on climate change, Greta Thunberg, has been forced to delete an embarrassing tweet. Perhaps no one on earth has better used the media's desire to promote climate change alarmism than Thunberg, or Thunberg. I've heard it pronounced both ways. She receives an exceptional amount of attention, even speaking at a UN summit despite having no relevant expertise whatsoever. As per her activism, Thunberg has repeatedly warned of imminent disasters as a result of climate change, but few, if any, have been as embarrassing as a 2018 tweet noticed by Jack Posobiec. Thunberg shared a story with a quote saying, and I am quoting, a top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years, end quote. That was 2018. Well, it's been 5 years. We're still here. In a stunning turn of events, instead of apologizing for the ridiculous prediction of catastrophe, well, in this day and age, Thunberg simply deleted it, right? She canceled herself in a sense. Perhaps she's learned her lesson from environmental hero Al Gore. Y'all remember that movie he made? And oh, my goodness gracious, the guy that flies around the world in his private jet, still going on and on about the end is near. Al Gore frequently makes predictions of climate-related disasters, only to be inevitably proven wrong soon afterwards. Biggest issue with people like Thunberg is that people in positions of authority actually take her seriously. The Vice President of the United States, one of the most powerful people on earth, recently said that children are facing a mental health crisis due to, wait for it, fears of climate change. To be fair to Thunberg, it's possible that she meant that if we didn't stop using fossil fuels entirely within 5 years, the humanity would be wiped out. But if that's the case, why delete the tweet? Even if that was her meaning, it would showcase a delusional disconnect from reality. The world is nowhere remotely close to being able to stop using fossil fuels. Anyone demanding otherwise has no realistic beef that could be achieved, but Thunberg believed it was worth sharing anyway. It stands to reason that after making nonsensical, disproven predictions time and time again, climate change extremists would stop getting so much attention. Instead, the media and influential organizations will almost certainly continue inviting her to spread unnecessary panic and fear, all while claiming to be on the side of, yes, science. There's a ton of money in telling the left what they want to hear, writes Ian Miller from OutKick. So what do you think? 800-222-5222. We live in California, a state of severe drought. As I said, literally as I'm speaking, there are videos proving what is going on right now in Northern California. Every second, 20,000 cubic feet of water just going right back out into the ocean from the recent storms. And yet they're going to be telling us in a number of weeks, stop watering your lawn. Don't use that gas stove. Buy that electric vehicle. And I may sound a little flippant. I may sound a little, well, cynical or sarcastic. But frankly, I'm really sick of it. I'm sick of the onslaught of fear porn that we hear over and over again from the media, which brings us to an audio clip. Now, Tucker Carlson has been one that's been in the news lately with the January 6th videotape being released by Kevin McCarthy. A little bit of a different flavor of January 6th than we've been told for the last couple of years. Right, the insurrection looks like it was a guided tour. And I'm not saying there wasn't violence. But an insurrection? The worst attack since Pearl Harbor? Oh, please. But I want to play an audio clip for you when it comes to the media and those that maybe at a time, like myself years ago when I became involved in the media, I took this seriously. Like this was an important medium. Tucker Carlson was interviewed recently by a couple of 20-somethings and just kind of opened up and bared a little of his soul. Listen to about 2 minutes of this exchange.
I've spent my whole life in the media. My dad was in the media. Like that is a big part of the revelation that's changed my life is the media are part of the control apparatus. Like there's no, yeah, I know. Cause you're younger and smarter and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But what if you're me and you spent your whole life in that world and to look around and all of a sudden you're like, oh wow. Not only are they part of the problem, but I spent most of my life being part of the problem defending the Iraq war. Like I actually did that. Can you imagine if you did that?
Well, what do you think? What is one of your biggest regrets in your career?
Oh, defending the Iraq war.
That is it?
Well, I've had a million regrets not being more skeptical, calling people names when I should have listened to what they were saying. Look, when someone makes a claim, there's only one question that's important at the very beginning, which is the claim true or not?
Mm.
So I say, you know, you committed murder or you rigged the last election before you attack me as a crazy person for saying that, maybe you should explain whether you did it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for too long, I participated in the culture where I was like, anyone who thinks outside these pre-prescribed lanes is crazy, is a conspiracy theorist. And I just really regret that. I'm ashamed that I did that. And partly it was age, partly it was the world that I grew up in. So when you look at me and you're like, yeah, of course they're part of the means of control. I'm like, that's obvious to you because you're 28, but I just didn't see it at all. And I'm ashamed of that.
Isn't that what the media tries to do, though?
It's their only purpose.
Right.
They're not here to inform you. Really? Even on the big things that really matter, like the economy and war and COVID and like things that really matter that will affect you. No, their job is not to inform you. They are working for the small group of people who actually run the world. They're their servants. They're their Praetorian Guard. And we should treat them with maximum contempt because they have earned it.
Tucker Carlson recently in an interview talking about the mainstream media. What do you think about that? I want to take some calls on the other side. We already have some calls on the screen about global warming. 800-222-5222. We've had some calls in recent weeks, people talking about they try to stay up to date by watching, listening, reading the news. And my position is don't waste your time. Not that Tucker Carlson and I have the truth on our side, but he kind of said the same thing. Like, no, we're living in a day and age where most of what we hear, atmospheric river, is already kind of figured out and bombarded to the masses, i.e., Tucker didn't use the word, but I use the word propaganda. So I would love to hear your thoughts. You have to have some thoughts. You don't get a pass on this one. Media is not going away anytime soon. We have a series of television banks down the hallway here at KBC, and I noticed there's a breaking news story about Ukraine, and there's Zelensky, and he's ranting and raving about his thing, and we really got that one pumped down for the last number of months about people having Ukrainian flags, support Ukraine. Zelensky somehow is a hero. This guy's a crook. He's been on the take for years. Just it's not hard to figure out. And if I have somebody call in and say somehow I'm in the media, I have privy to this information, I'll take a deep breath and kindly say that's nonsense, like I have been saying. 800-222-5222. What about global warming? What about the media? Do you even watch the news? One last thought, we'll break and come back. A friend of mine's son is a celebrated high school athlete. He was on the local sports show last night on Channel 2, and I've not watched local news in a while. And leading up to it, I just have to be honest, it was painful. I mean, local news, I don't want a broad stroke, but it's awful. I mean, it really is. And so many of us watch it, so many of us digest it, and we think, oh my gosh, the 11th atmospheric river is coming next week. What to do? Is this mic on? Yeah, it is. We've got open lines, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. The phone lines are open to you, and we will continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC, welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. We have a few open lines, 800-222-KABC, if you ever care to weigh in. Phone lines are always open to you. We also have an email address, which, by the way, I got a scathing email during the week. And guy was just going off, and I said, call the program. I said, we'll move you right to the front. And he said, well, he's busy this week. So just know, we don't screen you out somehow if you're in great disagreement. We'll respectfully have a conversation on the air about our differences. 800-222-5222. Listener Janet just emailed me and said, I'm not so sure I agree with you about global warming. It's real. Okay. Sure it is. If it is, we've been being told for decades, it's, you know, the end is near. When's the end going to happen? As the hypocrites fly around in their private jets telling us peons, you will bow to us, you will kiss our rings, and you will do it as we say. Stop watering your lawns. Buy an electric vehicle. We're going to take your gas stove away from you. I mean, it's just amazing. But I think people more and more are catching on. And when you realize you've been duped, like one former Clinton White House advisor we're going to talk about in a moment, she's apologizing. She's seen the light. And if this woman can do a 180, it says a lot. 800-222-5222. Email address is frank@kmgministries.com. Let us talk to Justin in Simi Valley. Justin, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC.
Hey, Frank, this is the best topic ever, and thank you for this. But, Frank, what people have to do is look at the timeline. 1970, Jerry Brown stood up and told us, please build a bunker in your backyard. Everywhere's going to freeze. There's going to be ice age. Never happened. And then we roll on to the mid-80s, global warming. Because of the ozone layer and Freon, everyone's going to boil to death. Never happened. So then roll on to the late 90s, when everything else didn't work, then they called it climate change. Never happened. It's all fake. No one has ever proved or given me science to prove that driving my truck down the street is causing global warming. No one has ever proved that cooking my porridge on my stove in the morning is causing climate change. No one has ever proved that. No one has ever given us that science. It's all fake. Everything is fake. It's aggravating, actually.
It is aggravating for those of us that try to be informed. So what do we say to those that just buy it hook, line, and sinker without looking into it for themselves?
They have to educate themselves, but they won't do that. And the people that's telling us this, the government, which they're trying to fix the sun, these people can't fix a pothole out in the street.
That's so true.
They can't put the homeless in the house, and they're trying to fix the sun. They have no idea what they're doing. It's all fake. Everything is about the dollar bill. It's fake, Frank. Everything is fake. It's amazing. People even believe it.
Justin, I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling. You're welcome to call in the program anytime. God bless you.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome. Will is in Sherman Oaks. Let's see if we can get Will up and put Justin back on hold. There we are. Will, you're on the air on 790 KABC. Thank you for calling, Will.
Wow, thank you so much for taking my call. Yeah, I like what the gentleman earlier said. I think if you want to figure out what we can do to help people, I think we need to tell them to look up certain things like, you know, geoengineering. The government owns hundreds of patents for weather modification technology. So all this stuff they're pushing on us, what does it come with? Is it going to come with future carbon credits that I'm going to have to purchase so I can mow my lawn? You know, everything that they do, it seems like it's leading towards more and more control, more and more of our taxpayer money coming out. You know, everything's a scam. I don't trust anything I hear on TV, especially when they use a child to push it. You know, they're doing that so people don't ridicule it because, oh, it's a child. You're making fun of a child. You know, that's why they use Greta. Everything's a scheme. So I think the best thing people can do is just trust God, trust your own heart. I mean, nothing's going to happen to the world. I mean, all these people who push global warming, they live on islands. They have beautiful homes right on the beach. So, yeah.
It is a bit perplexing. Will, thank you for the call. You bring up
thank
the idea
so
of those that live on the beach. These are the same people that talk about the oceans, the water levels are going to rise and wipe out shores, and yet they buy tens of millions of dollars of mansions on the ocean. Just to be accurate, to present more information, do you know 1,200 scientists and professionals have declared there is no climate emergency? They signed a publication called the World Climate Declaration. This was done in August of last year, at least reported, 1,200 scientists and professionals. You talk about predictions. 1967, Stanford. Expert Paul Ehrlich predicted time of famines in 1975. Never happened. 1971, a top NASA expert predicted an ice age. Previous caller alluded to that. By 2021, didn't happen. Here's a special one. 1988, it was predicted that the Maldives would be underwater by the following year. Well, if you've seen any travel brochures or beautiful photos on social media, the Maldives, they're still there. Al Gore was mentioned in the previous segment. 2008, Gore said the Arctic would be free of ice by 2013. There's reports there's more ice in the Arctic now than ever. Prince Charles. Hey, he's going to get a little bit of acknowledgement in the next few weeks, right? No longer be Prince Charles. 2009 said there was just 96 months left to save the world. That's 8 years. That would bring us up to 2017. Hey, we're still here. There's even people that go on global climate strikes. One organizer, our house is on fire. Let's act like it. We demand climate justice for everyone. Oh, my goodness, we have lost our minds. 800-222-5222. Let me read this story and we'll come back and more calls and more of this program. Do y'all know who Naomi Wolf is? This woman was about as liberal as they come for most of her life. And by the way, leftists are not liberals. And she's kind of had a little bit of a turnaround. Listen to this. Former Clinton White House and feminist author Naomi Wolf has issued a formal letter of apology to conservatives after believing what she described as lies about the January 6, 2021 Capitol breach. Wolf, who drew headlines in 2021 and 2022 for questioning official narratives about COVID-19 vaccines and lockdowns, wrote that, quote, peaceful conservatives as a whole have been demonized by the story told by Democrats and leadership of what happened on January the 6th. After new footage of the Capitol breach was aired by host Tucker Carlson. Wolf was a vocal opponent of COVID-19 lockdowns and vaccine mandates, causing Twitter's former management to suspend her account before it was reinstated several months ago by Elon Musk. Wolf wrote on Substack, quote, Republicans, conservatives, I am sorry. I also believed wholesale so much else that has since turned out not to be, as I was told it was by NPR, MSNBC, and the New York Times. Anyone in leadership who misrepresented to the public the events of that day, January 6th, so as to distort the complexity of its actual history must also be held accountable, end quote. In her missive, Wolf said that newly released footage of the QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley, and U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick on January 6th appear to go against narratives that were pushed by the mainstream and many Democrat lawmakers. The new footage appears to show officers appearing to walk Chansley through the grounds of the Capitol. Have you seen this stuff? I'd like to give him a little guided tour. This is the big insurrectionist, right? While none tried to stop him or arrest him. While Sicknick, who died of a stroke a day later, was seen in a short new clip walking around and motioning protesters to leave the premises. What's wrong with that and what we've been told? We were told that he was basically beaten to death by a fire extinguisher and Trumpers. Wolf's apology came after Kevin McCarthy released thousands of hours of footage, in part directly to Tucker Carlson, saying that the videos will be released to the wider public at a later date. Some Democrats, most Democrats, and even some Senate Republicans have resoundingly criticized the move to release the footage. Yeah, for those of you that think I'm a Republican, guess what? Uh-uh. Wolf later added that those, quote, who violently entered the Capitol or who engaged in violence inside of it must, of course, be held accountable, end quote. But the story that we've gotten and what appears to be shown in the videos is not copacetic. We have a couple of lines open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Later in the broadcast, are you responsible for what comes out of your mouth? A high-profile actress opened her mouth on a talk show. You probably heard about it last week. And some are very concerned. We have an audio of, well, said actress. Or am I supposed to say actor? I guess we're all actors now. No actress, no actor, right? Male, female, no genders. What a world we live in. We have an audio clip of something she said a number of years ago that'll cause you to kind of sit up and take notice. Also, the ban on gas stoves. Federal agencies are coming closer to banning gas stoves. More as well. Where's the positivity? Where's the up news? We'll give you some of that, too, if you need it so much. 5-800. Oh, my goodness. I almost gave out the old phone number on my show. Maybe it's time to take a break. Or maybe we should just stay on the air and see what comes out of my mouth now. Wayman's looking at me like, time to go to break. Oh, my goodness. I kind of want to sit here. No, Wayman's like, we got a break. All right. Phone calls next. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. What's this radio station? Oh, yeah. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. We have a few open lines, 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. I want to thank one of our new sponsors, Berglund and Johnson Law Group. And he is a good friend. Dan Johnson has been around for over 40 years. Berglund and Johnson has been fighting for those who have suffered life-changing injuries, sometimes tragically in the case of death, because of the negligence of wrongful acts of others. Auto, truck, motorcycle accidents. If you've been seriously injured, call Berglund and Johnson. Unlike maybe television commercials, where you'll see TV ads with lawyers. Usually those are actors, and you get thrown into kind of a pool. You have no idea who's going to represent you. Berglund and Johnson, they will take your case. If they do, they'll give you a free evaluation. If they do, it costs you nothing unless you win. Nothing to pay for unless you win the case. Call Berglund and Johnson, 800, the number 4, if hurt. 800, the number 4, and the words, if hurt. The Berglund and Johnson Law Group. I'm going to take some calls here. I just had a quick thought. You know, talk radio is a powerful medium. I've been doing it for a number of years. And every once in a while, I'm reminded that you never know who's listening. And I'm not one to say, oh, look at this, or toot my own horn. I just got an email from somebody. I'm not going to mention who it is. But it's a very kind email, and I'll just say, said listener, thank you. And I have admired your work for a long time, and if you ever have any interest in maybe coming on the program, you've got my private email. We can email back and forth or whatever. But thank you for your comments, and thank you for listening to this program. Let us talk to Scott and then Frank. Scott in the San Fernando Valley. Scott, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, Frank. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing good. I think you're right on. News is news, and news has become largely propaganda. And the obvious tell is the fear tactics. Everything is scary. You know, like Chicken Little, the sky is falling. It's not much different than the ice is disappearing in the Arctic. And we're going to have heat waves. We're going to have an ice age. They've been all over the road. And like you did, you can go back to Al Gore and you can look at the fact. I applaud the lady. Was it Naomi Wolf who came out and yes. actually apologized?
Yep.
That's adult behavior. We don't see a lot of adult behavior. There's a lot of good things in the world. We can't believe everything, but we have to use our discerning principles to look at things like the Wuhan and the lab leak. Okay, has it been proven? That's not for me to say, but when they come out and they say that, how dare you buy into a controversial, you know, theory, you know, it's and they cancel people. That's just when you know there's something wrong. When Chuck Schumer comes forward and says, oh, we shouldn't air the footage from the 6th.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Yeah, it's fear-based. It's like we can't show you that, and there's kind of this subtle implication that if we did, it would be really bad or something really wrong will happen. Versus just put the friggin' footage out there and people can decide for themselves. But that's not the case. There is a lot of fear porn for sure.
I think that's very accurately labeled. Yeah. It's but haven't they done it from probably the beginning of time? Certainly into the reign of Hitler. You know, he used a lot of fear tactics. And I thought our mentality had progressed to a point where they couldn't sell us on burning witches. But gosh, you know, the propaganda, I guess, is getting good, or we're being dumbed down and we're buying into that kind of stuff. It's scary.
Scott, I appreciate your call.
There's a lot of good.
There is a lot of good, and we'll talk more about that as we continue. Scott, thank you for the call. I will say this. Things are different, and I would tend to agree with Scott. This has kind of been the evil of humanity from the beginning of time. There's always been entities that want to try to control the masses. But part of the X factor now is technology and how we are assaulted daily by the amount of information at the push of a button. Now, we're the ones that push the button. Nobody makes us push the button on our phones. But it's everywhere. Listener Barbara sent this email about Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg's parents are in theater and are skilled at propping her up for the attention. She is a kid, insolent, disrespectful of others. I do not consider her smart, intelligent, just a disturbed loudmouth. I've worked with special needs adults, including those with Asperger's syndrome. One should care for them, but not take their thoughts as gospel or irrefutable psychic phenomena. Thank you, Barbara, for the email. Let us talk to Frank in Los Angeles. Frank, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Frank, are you with us? 3, 2, Frank. Let's put him back on hold and see if we can find him. He wanted to talk something about watering the grass, or county told homeowners not to water grass. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where we go from here. Spring is what, in a week? And we may get showers for the next number of weeks. I don't know. And I don't have a need to be right here. But I don't like to speculate or guess about things or give just an opinion. But if the track record is consistent, we are going to be hearing sometime in the next few weeks, we're going to be starting to hear the drought, the beating of the drought drum again, and the warning, do not, and then fill in the blank. By the way, if you missed the beginning of the program, there is a video that's circulating on Twitter. It's the releasing of 20,000 cubic feet per second of water into the ocean, in this case from Folsom, because there's no place to store it. Water's just going back out into the ocean. We haven't built a storage facility in California, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in at least 50 years. But doggone it, we're going to build electric charging stations all across up and down the state. But you think we'd built a storage facility for water once in a while, or trying to think through this? Oh, 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. Words are powerful. Previous caller made mention of the Nazis and Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda. They discovered that if you repeat something enough over and over again, even if it's a blatant lie, reported as truth, the masses will believe it's true. It's the power of suggestion and perception. It's very powerful. And Naomi Wolf made mention about holding people accountable. There's one actress that was on I won't say a major talk show. How anybody watches The View is beyond me. I'm sorry. You're so sexist. What a misogynistic thing to say. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Jane Fonda was on The View this week. I don't know if you heard what she said, but we'll talk about it soon enough. We've got 1, 2, 3 open lines, 800-222-5222. And we continue and push through with more of this, The Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on The Frank Sontag Show. We're going to go back to the phones in a moment. Couple of announcements. If you are thinking about filing taxes and you don't have complete faith in your accountant, may I suggest Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers. Phil's been my accountant for, I'd guess, maybe about 10 years. I've known Phil for my entire adult life. We went to high school together. And I got in a little, I won't say trouble, but I was audited years ago. And to my surprise, I owed a good deal of money. Phil called the IRS, worked out a deal, payment plan. So there's no reason to not file taxes. Some of you maybe are afraid to. Some of you maybe file taxes every year. May I suggest you look into giving Phil a call and seeing what he can do for you. 877, the number 6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER. If you want to go to their website, it's stopirspain.com. It is the one and only Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers. Got this email from listener Paul from Northridge, who's called the program a couple of times. I won't listen to you anymore. You're too full of yourself. Well, you know, I think we'll move on. But again, if you have a change, Paul, change of heart, you're welcome to call. One thing I will say, I'm going to tell you a brief story and then we'll take calls for the duration of this segment. Many years ago, I listened to an afternoon host here in Los Angeles. And I thought the guy was pompous and arrogant, so full of himself, I could not listen. I was not a Christian at the time, and this man was the afternoon host of Christian radio. And every time I heard him, I just cringed. I'm like, oh, he's so self-assured. I couldn't listen to him. A number of months later, I got radically saved in 2009. I am now a follower of Christ. And I happened to tune into this guy one afternoon. And my first experience was, this guy's amazing. He's incredible. He's spot on. His thought process is so clear. Same host. What happened? I had a change of heart. So we'll let you connect the dots on that story. By the way, it was the late, great Frank Pastore that I'm alluding to, a man who I forever will hold in high regard, and he is deeply missed. And for all of his years on the radio, he contributed to increasing God's kingdom in ways of which we won't know this side of heaven. 800-222-5222. Let us talk to Mary in Costa Mesa. Mary, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hi, hello? Mary.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. I enjoyed listening to your show. It's a breath of fresh air, different from other show. I just wanted to, since you brought up the gas, that Democrats want to try to get rid of gas from us and not have the right to have gas stove. I don't know if you know, probably or not, Southern California. All of a sudden, from December of last year to January, my bill for a small apartment, tiny apartment, went from three times. From $50 to $150. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what you can do as a U.S. citizen and community all together to fight this price. And I asked them why, questioned that, and they said, oh, they have to go to the free market and buy the price three times. The price has gone up three times. Well, yeah, from December to January, price has gone up three times. How is that possible?
Well,
not logic to me.
And there is a lot of banter now that they're going to increase gas prices even more. I heard 10 to 12%. There is also a bit of chatter amongst the politicians saying they're going to form a panel, look into this. Is this price gouging? But I will tell you, all of us, my family, were renting a home. Our gas bill in 1 month went from about $180 to $520.
There you go.
And we're not doing anything different. It's outrageous.
That's it. Nothing different. Same as what I used to use.
Mary, I'm grateful for you. Thank you for calling. And maybe if somebody has a response to your rhetorical question.
As far as a device I could buy, I like gas stove. I want to go to the free market and buy a small gas stove and buy a gas tank. And I don't know if that's going to make a difference in the price of what they're charging me two times as much.
I don't know either. I know I read a story this week. I think it's in the UK. They're banning small gas stoves, portables. And there's some buzz here in California that they're going to do the same thing. So I don't want to go to my impulse or my emotion and my suspicion of what this is about. I just want to stay in the present moment and the truth and the facts of what's going on. And I agree with you, Mary. This is outrageous, whether it's heating gas at home or gas at the pump. We pay more with taxes and at the pump than any other place in the United States, right here in California. And then we'll hear, you know, Joe Biden talk about, oh, gas prices have dropped. And it's when is enough going to be enough? When are people going to say enough's enough? And I'm not calling for an uprising or an overthrow of the government. But with technology being what it is, we all have access to so much technology. You would think that people would start banding together and start pushing back on some of this stuff. I mean, you would think. 800-222-5222. We have one line open. Let's see. We've got enough to take a call. And then, by the way, if you don't get on, we'll take you in the second hour. Michael in La Puente. Michael, you're on 790 KABC. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you. I just heard a call from Coach Mesa. That's where I'm originally from. But I just wanted to say that what I see now, I've been a believer. I had a dramatic conversion about 48 years ago. So as far as the church and stuff, I've seen a lot of changes for tens of years, going back many decades. And it seems to me that people are what they're missing a lot of is hindsight, insight, foresight, and the importance thereof. And years ago, I remember there was 100 forms of fear that kind of stuck for years. And now I've heard recently they're identified in the medical community, approximately 222 forms of fear. But what's the most dangerous thing I'm thinking of to these Democrats and the people running our country? Deep convictions from the heart, feeding into godlike, hoped for godlike, we should say, images, thoughts, and arrangements of words, thereby that feeding into hope for a chance, all the more godlike emotions and feelings, I tell myself, and feed into the divine nature and smother out the lower nature, if you will. And so these convictions from the heart as opposed to emotions and feelings, I think I heard you say something about that earlier. Even in the churches, I see a lot of people just giving lip service, going through the motions, acting and pretending. The fear is just permeating so radically. And the technology and people on their phones with this TikTok, I didn't know there was 100 million users thereabouts.
Yeah, and they're kids. They're teenagers. They're that generation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Michael?
Yeah, I've had a flip phone for a long time. I had some problems with my left arm. I don't feed into all that technology. I don't feed into acting, pretending, role-playing, and going through the motion stuff. That's what I tell myself, and I've stuck to it pretty good.
Good. God bless you, Michael. Thank you. We need to jump because we're up against a break here. Thank you for calling. Michael brings up technology and the use of cell phones. Maybe we can venture forth into that conversation. We have every line lit save one. Michael just hung up. If you call right now, you get through. 800-222-5222. We'll take a lot of calls in our first segment. Jane Fonda is in the news. We'll talk about that. Federal agency comes closer to gas stove banning and other stories as well. We invite you to stick around for hour number two. If you miss any portion of this broadcast, You can always go to our website, franksontag.com. The entire podcast is virtually up immediately after the show, and every past podcast is up as well. You are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC.